from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla pray for NTB earthquake victims. Vice President Yusuf Kalla affirmed 2019 presidential election to run soft. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla performed a guide praying for West Nusa Tenggara NTB earthquake victims at the Baitul Rahid Mosque in Jakarta Presidential Palace Complex on Friday. The guide praying held after Friday prayer was intended for the earthquake victims in Lombok NTB. Deputy for Protocol, Press and Media Presidential Secretariat Bey Mahmudin said that President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla held Friday prayers with other worshippers. After Friday prayer, the priest then invited the audience to perform guide prayer for the victims of the Lombok tectonic earthquake which occurred on Sunday. At around 12:28 West Indonesian time, the praying was finished. The president and vice president left Baitul Rahmah Mosque. Those who also performed the guide prayer were Minister of State Secretary Pratikno, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anund, Chief of Indonesian Armed Forces TNI Marshal Hadi Jayanto, Head of the Presidential Secretariat Heru Budi Hartono, and Head of Secretary Vice President Muhammad Komar also performed the praying. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that the presidential and vice presidential election in the 2019 general election will run softly, without violence, because it involves figures of scholars and business people prone to camps. He believes that this election will be short because ulama there are entrepreneurs. This was affirmed to the media by Vice President Yusuf Kalla at the Jakarta Vice Presidential Office on Friday. He also stated that he did not know exactly the consideration of each coalition regarding the emergence of the figure of Mahrud Amin as a companion to Joko Widodo, and the name of Sandiaga Uno as the vice president of Prabowo Subianto. On the last day of registration for the 2019 presidential election, participants on Friday, the General Election Commission KPU has received registration files from two candidate pairs, namely Joko Widodo Mahru Amin and Prabowo Subianto Sandiaga Uno. President Joko Widodo presided a limited cabinet meeting to discuss the handling of natural disaster that hit West Nusa Tenggara Province, NTB, at the President Office in Jakarta. In his direction, the President said that he continues to monitor the process of handling the impact of disaster, as well as to get a direct handling report from the field, both in relation to the number of deaths and the damage caused by the earthquake. President Joko Widodo also affirmed that he has ordered the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, and other related agencies to move directly by focusing efforts on the evacuation of residents and tourists affected by the disaster. This support includes providing care and handling of evacuees. Regarding the evacuation process, President Joko Widodo underlined the importance of prioritizing the search for undiscovered victims. He also requested that BNPB and all relevant agencies make sure logistic availability during the process of handling disaster victims.
Saya minta evakuasi yang belum ditemukan harus menjadi prioritas.
I ask for evacuees that have not been found to be priority, and I get reports from the field that the process of searching for the victims continues to be carried out intensively. This has been started a lot by moving heavy equipment, and for the handling of evacuees and earthquake victims, I ask to ensure the availability of logistical supplies for food, blankets, especially food for babies, medicines for water supply, and those related to electricity. If the emergency response period has passed, President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of rehabilitation process for damaged buildings affected by the disaster. This process, according to the President, includes the effort to restart buildings, both housing and public facilities for the community. President Joko Widodo ensured in Jakarta on Friday that Indonesian government is open to foreign assistance for the victims of Lombok disaster West Nusa Tenggara NTB, but he emphasized that the Indonesian government is able to provide treatment to the victims, including carrying out the process of rehabilitation and reconstruction of buildings devastated by the earthquake. On the same occasion, President Joko Widodo also affirmed that he would like to visit NTB to see directly the step to deal with disaster carried out by the personnel on the locations. Yes, we are open to receiving assistance because the people there need it, but we ourselves are still able to overcome to rebuild the damaged homes later. Maybe later because there is still possible earthquake. I was recommended to go there on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. We still see the atmosphere there because almost every day there is always an earthquake that is not a small earthquake. Yesterday it was 6.2 Richter scale, before it was 6.5. Previously reported, an earthquake measuring 7.0 Richter scale rocked the province of West Nusa Tenggara on Sunday afternoon, 5 August 2018. The quake was centered in the northeastern sea of North Lombok at the depth around 15 kilometers. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency recorded the district of North Lombok, East Lombok, and Mataram City as areas with the most severe damage from the earthquake. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. President Joko Widodo installed and inaugurated the members of the Central Executive Board and Advisory Council of Republic of Indonesia Veteran Legion Center LVRI for the 2017-2022 service period at the State Palace in Jakarta on Friday. 27 members of veterans were sworn in by the President in the presence of Vice President Yusuf Kalla, Chief of Presidential Staff Muldoko, Chief of Indonesian Forces Tenai Marshal Hadi Cayanto, National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian, and Minister of Social Affairs Idrus Marham. In addition, Chairman of the Advisory Council President Sri Adiningsih and Member of the Advisory Council President Agung Gumelar were also present. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo said that he believed that the veterans who were appointed would carry out their best duties and responsibilities.
Saya Presiden Republik Indonesia.
I am the President of Republic of Indonesia, hereby officially inaugurate all of you in the membership of the Central Leadership Board and Advisory Council of Indonesia Veteran Legion Center for the term of office 2017-2022. I believe you are aware of carrying out your best study, duties and responsibilities given. At the inauguration ceremony, President Joko Widodo also announced that there would be an allowance increase for veterans. He also said that the increase is 25% and will be disbursed in September. President Joko Widodo also stated that the provision of the allowance increase is a form of appreciation to veterans who had fought during the war for independence. Vice President Yusuf Kalla affirmed that presidential and vice presidential candidates Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin could complement each other in leading Indonesia. This was stated by Vice President Yusuf Kalla to reporters in Jakarta on Friday. Previously, he disclosed two criteria for the right vice presidential candidate for Joko Widodo. The first criterion of Joko Widodo's companion must be a figure who has the power of political support to encourage electability by raising 50% of votes at least. The second criterion is that the vice president candidate must have the ability to solve economic, social, and political problems in the country. Regarding diability in economic matters, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that this could be learned as time passes by. He also says that Mahrub, who was born in Tangerang, Banten in 1943, will be able to learn about it. Indonesia and the Philippines agreed to enhance defense cooperation, including eradicating terrorism in the future by involving the armed forces, army, navy, and forces. Minister of Defense Ria Misaria Chudu said in Manila, the Philippines, on Friday, in a meeting with his counterpart Defense Minister Delvin Laurensana. Minister Misaria also said the defense cooperation between the two countries, including the eradication of terrorism, has taken place well. He added that although the situation in the region, especially the Indonesian-Philippine border, is relatively safe, the possible terrorism threats still have to be watched out not to be careless. Meanwhile, Philippine Defense Minister Delvin Laurensana said that terrorism is a crime that does not recognize state borders. He also remarked that the implementation of security and defense cooperation between Indonesia and the Philippines is a point of commitment of the two countries to realize security stability not only for the two countries but also the stability of regional security. He emphasized that cooperation in defense of the two countries must continue to be improved through various platforms such as dialogue and information exchange. The last item, an arms foundation of Nahdlatul Ulama NU in Taiwan has provided humanitarian aid funds to earthquake victims in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, and TB. Head of LASIS NU Taiwan, Nur Khalis, in his written statement to Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Saturday, said that the site has temporarily handed over financial assistance worth 7.5 million rupiah, which was directly received by chairperson of Post Center of North Lombok, Sigar Panjaling. Sigar affirmed that LASIS NU Taiwan officials and volunteers continue to raise aid funds for Lombok earthquake victims and several strategic places in Taipei and several areas in Taiwan. He also continues to coordinate with the NTB province GP Ansor regional administrators in distributing the financial assistance collected by the LASIS NU Taiwan from the Indonesian migrant workers. LASIS NU has administrators and volunteers spread throughout the almost part of Taiwan, make it easy to raise funds for humanitarian assistance from Indonesian migrant workers, including collection of zakat, infaq, and sedekah. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
News from across the country. Unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
Hello there. This is RRI VOI with weekly segment News from Across the Country that brings interesting information from across Indonesia in a week. The first news comes from Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara. 23 participants of Students Know Indonesian Archipelago or Siswa Mengenal Nusantara in 2018 from Manado, North Sulawesi, have arrived in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara to do some program events of SMN or Siswa Mengenal Nusantara in the local area. Business Deputy PT Pegadaian Kupang Area, Iketut Winata Tu Antara in Kupang last Thursday said that during in Kupang, dozens of the participants would follow various events of Knowing Indonesian Archipelago for about 8 days. It was facilitated by PT Pegadaian Kupang Area as a person in charge of SMN program in 2018 in East Nusa Tenggara. The participants had their first activity by 2 days with Indonesian National Armed Forces centered in Markas Korem 161 Wirasakti Kupang. Fourth, the participants also visited various places such as museum, reading park, and Sasando musical instrument production site. They also visited schools, BUMN location such as PT Pegadaian, PT Asabri, and PT Garam. Winata said that the participants also visited Rote Island, which was the southernmost region of Unitary State of the Republic of Indonesia, on Saturday, August 11th. In Rote Island, the participants were taken to various excellent tourist sites in the front porch of Unitary State of Indonesia, such as Gerbang Batu of Oiseli Beach, Nembrala Beach, and Mando Hill. He said that during the participants did the activity of knowing Indonesian archipelago, they also lived separately in inhabitants' houses so that they could learn and feel the culture and the life of the local people. The next information came from Kerom, Papua. Ministry of Agriculture through Agriculture Innovation Support in the Border Region, or DIPWP, supported export-oriented food barn by development and horticulture plant like orange trees in Kerom in Papua. On press conference received by Antara Jakarta, Thursday, August 9th, Ministry of Agriculture through Papua Agriculture Technology Assessment Center, in 2018, did the orange seeding activities in two districts, which were Kerom and Nabir, for 25,000 seeds, each of 10,000 seeds for Kerom and 15,000 seeds for Nabir. Head of Papua Agriculture Technology Assessment Center, Muhammad Tamrin, said that the orange seeds given by Papua Agriculture Technology Assessment Center were the excellent seeds which were drought and water logging resistant. Ministry of Agriculture would add the hatchery program to become 2 million seeds assistance in the whole Indonesia in 2019. I'll end with news from Bogor, West Java. Wikrama Vocational High School Bogor, West Java, was chosen by UNESCO as Indonesian representative for documentary film creation as example project of climate change program. The program was Association School Project Network, or ASPNet. Headmaster of Wikrama Vocational High School, Iin Mulyani, to Antara in Bogor on Wednesday said that the evaluation was done to 22 countries and 13 national schools competed for Indonesia. For about 2 weeks, the team assigned by UNESCO would record all the activities related to the climate change program in Wikrama Vocational High School and other schools from other 12 countries who were ASPNet members. On the documentary film, interview and data and information collection was also done. The interview and the data and information collection were from the students, teachers, and employees, including from cooperation partners of Wikrama Vocational High School. The cooperation partners were Office of the President's Special Envoy for Climate Change Control, led by Professor Rahmat Witolar, CMEO Biotrop, Faculty of Mathematics and Natural Sciences of Bogor Agriculture University, and other parties. That was the news from across the country.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, this is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Today in History. Well, we start from the first information, August 11, 1952. At the time, King Hussein was appointed as the King of Jordan. Hussein bin Talal was the King of Jordan, ruling from 11 of August 1952 to 7 of April 1999. And he was one of the longest-serving leaders in the world. King Hussein bin Talal replaced his father, King Talal bin Abdullah. King Hussein passed away in 1999, and his throne was continued by his son, namely King Abdullah. The next information is that a bomb exploded in the Pan American World Airways plane on August 11, 1982. A bomb exploded inside the Pan American World Airways plane on its journey from Japan to Hawaii. In the incident, several passengers were killed and more than 16 people were injured. Muhammad Rashid, a Jordanian citizen, was accused of committing the attack. We end our segment for today with the information about the establishment of Arema Malang Football on 11 of August 1987. Arema Football Club, which was used to be known as Arema Malang, is a football club from Malang, East Java, Indonesia. Arema is titled as Singo Edan or the Wild Lion. The home base of Arema Football Club is situated in the Kanhuruhan Stadium, Malang Regency, and Gajayana Stadium in Malang City in the First League. Since its appearance in the national football, Arema has become an icon of Malang citizens, Malang Regency, and Batu City and its surroundings. As the implementation of Arema symbols, many streets and alleys around Malang are featured with statues and pictures of lion, which is the symbol of this football club. Their supporters are called Aremania for men and Aremanita for women. While listener, that was Student History read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is Radio Wood Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia, which today is on Indonesia-Japan strengthen small and medium industries. Indonesia and Japan further strengthen collaboration in the effort to develop small and medium industrial sectors, especially in the face of the Industrial Revolution Era 4.0. One of the synergy steps taken was the establishment of the Indonesia-Japan Business Network, or IJBNet, as an organization supported by the diaspora of the two countries. IJBNet was launched at an international symposium with the theme Indonesia-Japanese Collaboration Opportunities in the Industrial Age 4.0 at the Ministry of Industry in Jakarta on Wednesday. In his remarks at the event, the Minister of Industry, Erlangga Hartarto, expressed his hope that IJBNet would encourage the competitiveness of the small and medium industry sector. He added that the IJBNet collaborated to support Indonesian and Japanese entrepreneurs. According to Erlangga Hartarto, several potential small and medium industry sectors that will be developed by both parties are in line with the implementation of 4.0 industry. Among others are small and medium industries of food and beverages and automotive components. The sector can be a strategic partner for the large manufacturing companies involved. On this occasion, the Minister of Industry expressed his appreciation to the large-scale Japanese manufacturing industry as they continue to commit to increasing investment, and some of them became pioneers in the implementation of Industry 4.0 in Indonesia. For example, Epson, Toyota, Panasonic, and Daihatsu. According to Erlangga Hartarto, IJBNet can also be a moment of increasing diplomatic relations between the two countries that have entered 60 years this year. In addition, Erlangga Hartarto hopes that IJBNet can be a place to share ideas and discuss in finding initiatives that can be carried out together to raise the competitiveness of priority industries in the current era of digital economy. On the same occasion, IJBNet co-chairperson Suyoto Rais revealed that the Japanese government was facilitating its small and medium industry players to expand abroad. According to Suyoto, Japan will sooner or later realize that they will lack raw materials, human resources, and markets. Steps that need to be taken to overcome them, for example, through cooperation with entrepreneurs in other countries, including Indonesia. Therefore, IJBNet is ready to optimize the role of Japanese alumni to strengthen the network of the two countries. IJBNet will also assist the development of Indonesia's small and medium-sized industries so that they can increase the added value of their products so that they can penetrate the Japanese market. Suyoto added, through this collaboration, there would also be adoption of applicable technologies and spur the volume of trade transactions between the two countries. Meanwhile, Japan's ambassador to Indonesia, Masafumi Ishii, said that for 60 years, the establishment of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Japan had established deep cooperation in the fields of economics, technology transfer, and human resource development. According to his records, there are currently around 1,600 Japanese companies providing employment to 5 million Indonesians. In addition, Japanese companies contribute to 10% of Indonesia's gross domestic product. In addition, Japanese investment in Indonesia is the second largest after Singapore in 2017. Until 2017, there are 1,911 Japanese companies operating in Indonesia. That was My Indonesia Today. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla performed a guide praying for West Nusa Tenggara NTB earthquake victims at Batu Rahin Mosque in Jakarta Presidential Palace Complex on Friday. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that the presidential and vice presidential election in the 2019 general elections will run smoothly without violence because it involves figures of scholars and business people prone to camps. President Joko Widodo presided a Liberty Cabinet meeting to discuss the handling of natural disasters that hit West Nusa Tenggara Province NTB at the presidential office in Jakarta. In his direction, the president said that he continues to monitor the process of handling the impact of disaster as well as to get a direct handling report from the field, both in relation to the number of deaths and damage caused by the earthquake. President Joko Widodo ensured in Jakarta on Friday that the Indonesian government is open to foreign assistance for the victims of Lombok disaster West Nusa Tenggara NTB, but he emphasized that the Indonesian government is able to provide treatment to the victims, including carrying out the process of rehabilitation and reconstruction of buildings devastated by the earthquake. President Joko Widodo installed and integrated the members of the Central Executive Board and Advisory Council of Republic of Indonesian Veterans Legion Center, LVRI, for the 2017-2022 service period at the State Palace in Jakarta on Friday. Indonesia and the Philippines agreed to enhance defense cooperation, including eradicating terrorism in the future by involving the armed forces, army, navy, and air forces. Minister of Defense Ria Misharia Chudu said in Manila, the Philippines on Friday, in a meeting with his counterpart Defense Minister Delphine Lorenzana. Minister Ria Misharia also said that defense cooperation between the two countries, including the eradication of terrorism, has taken place well. An arms Foundation of Nahdlatul Ulama Lasis NU in Taiwan has provided humanitarian funds to earthquake victims in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, NTB. Head of Lasis NU in Taiwan, Nur Khalid, in his written statement to Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Saturday, said that his site has temporarily handed over financial assistance worth 7.5 million rupiah, which was directly received by the chairperson of the Post Center of North Lombok, Sigar Penjaling. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Bukalah matamu, kuatkan hatimu. Semangatmu
tegaklah berdiri, terbanglah kau tinggi. Inilah saatnya namamu bergema, maknai kekalahan sebagai kemenangan yang tertunda. Jangan pernah
broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to seruit, typical food from Lampung. Stay tuned. Listener, tourism potential of Lampung is quite big, but touring to a region is not complete if we do not taste the typical food of the region, similarly when you are in Lampung. One of the Lampung's typical foods, which is worthy being tasted, is seruit. Seruit is fish, which is fried or roasted. It is mixed with shrimp-based condiment, tempoyak or mango. Tempoyak is fermented durian. If you taste durian, please do not imagine the taste of durian which is sweet, because tempoyak has sour flavor due to fermentation process. To make tempoyak takes long time. Ripe durian is separated from its seed, then it's given with salt. Afterwards, it is added with cayenne to make the process quick. Thus, the tempoyak is put in closed container and stored in a room with certain temperature for a few days. The fish, which is used, is a river fish such as belida, baung, and lais. Seruit will be more delicious if it is eaten along with rice and yellow pindang fish. Pindang is a cooking method of boiling ingredients in salt and certain spices, usually employed to cook fish or egg. For Lampung people, seruit is not only culinary, but is also tradition and culture of Lampung, because the food symbolizes of togetherness among members of family of Lampung people. Seruit is a word from nyeruit, meaning eating activity which is conducted together. Listener, when Lampung people get together, they need some food to enjoy together. The food is seruit. There are some steps which must be conducted to make seruit. The process is that the fish is given ingredient which has been refined. Its ingredients are garlic, salt, curcuma, and ginger. Afterwards, the fish is roasted for 10 minutes and is smeared with sweet soya sauce and ingredient. Meanwhile, for its seruit, is mixed with red chili, small chili, and shrimp paste, which are all of them roasted, except salt, tempoyak, slices of mango, and lemon. After the ingredients are cooked, they are refined and stirred, becoming the dough. Seruit can be eaten along with fresh vegetables such as cucumber, cabbage, tomato, and also boiling young corn. Hot, sour, and sweet flavor will make you enjoy eating it more and more. Listener, eating hot seruit is usually accompanied with Lampung typical beverage called serbet. Serbet is beverage which is made from quinine mango, which is dragged little and mixed with sugar water, condensed milk, and ice. Mangifera odorata, commonly known as quinine, is a species of plant in the family Anacardiaceae. It is native to Guam, the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam, and cultivated in Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore. Listener, the myth which is believed by Lampung people is to eat together, because seruit means equipment to catch turtle. It means trap, Because seruit has spicy flavor, it will make some people who eat seruit get overwhelmed or be trapped. It is a thrill of eating the seruit. That was our segment, Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Putri Savitrila. Thank you for listening. Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment bringing you various aspects of Indonesia's including art and culture, technology and environment, even lifestyle. In this edition of Miscellany, I'll present some information about a fine art exhibition entitled Fraktura Sepatika. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at www.voinews.id. The art exhibition entitled Fraktura Sepatika, Love, Pride and Dignity is a solo exhibition of a young Indonesian artist, Andita Purnama. The exhibition was held from August 1st until 10th at Cemara 6 Museum Gallery in Jakarta and curated by Christine Koka. The exhibition is also supported by the Ministry of Education and Culture. Andita Purnama is a young Indonesian artist who has worked a lot, both at home and abroad. At least the artist who completed her undergraduate education in the Jakarta Institute of Art and get her bachelor degree at Indonesian Institute of Arts has joined 35 group exhibitions since 2000. In her solo exhibition this time, Andita Purnama raised the issue of contract marriages, which is a phenomenon still found in Indonesian society today. Through her exhibition, she talked about the glory of love, hope about life, and self-esteem and dignity as a woman. Through her work, Andita tried to reflect the dedication, sincere love, and sacrifice of women's physical body, which was wrapped up with a conception of the Japanese way of life. The Fraktura Sepatika exhibition, Love, Pride, and Dignity, was inspired by Andita's own life experience when she was at the lowest point in her life. In 2001, she was left by her partner, who had married her in a siri or religious ceremony just 10 days before they were supposed to officially register their marriage and held a reception. In her exhibition, Andita presented 13 of her works, which consisted of paintings, sculptures, and art installations. She chose Javanese culture since, according to her observations, Javanese philosophy was in harmony with feminism because it respected women, including their self-esteem and dignity. Fraktura Sepatika, Love, Pride, and Dignity voiced the heart of the victims of the siri marriage and is expected to increase public awareness of the phenomenon of siri marriage, which often occurs in Indonesia. That was Miscellany today.
Meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Putri, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you Republik. To initiate our segment, Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Simpanan Hatimu. Enjoy the song!
Saat ku lepas semua keinginan bersama kamu dalam keheningan, ku pertanyakan apa arti cinta begitu saja kau hanya terdiam. Sungguh sakit hati ini, kau permainkan aku. Sepintar apapun engkau menutupi tentang dia, simpanan hatimu. Sebodoh apapun aku akan tahu, karena hati cuma satu. Dan jangan pernah bagi-bagi. Sepintar apapun engkau menutupi tentang dia, simpanan hatimu. Sebodoh apapun aku akan tahu, karena hati cuma satu. Dan jangan pernah kau bagi-bagi. Kau menutupi tentang dia, simpanan hatimu. Sebodoh apapun aku akan tahu, karena hati cuma satu.
Listener, you've just listened to the first song entitled Simpanan Hatimu, sung by Republik. The title of Simpanan Hatimu is the newest single of Republik. Released in mid-2018, the song tells about love, which is one-sided. There is a man who falls in love. Unfortunately, his idol has been proposed by his friendship. Previously, he did not express his feeling yet. Republik band was officially established in Bogor, West Java, on March 24, 2004. Its personnel are Ruri, Hexa, Lavi, A, Tiar, and Randy. Before being united in a band, the six personnel of Republik competed with other bands in various kinds of musical festivals in Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, Bekasi, and Bandung. Thus, when their band was not more active, the six personnel established a band, namely Republic. Well, listener, next we present you a song entitled Omong Kosong.
Siapa bilang aku ini sudah duakan cintamu. Jangan-jangan kamu percaya itu semua, semua tentang diriku. Ah, masa sih kamu percaya semua itu bullshit. Ah, masa sih aku tega menduakan kamu. Sayang, coba kau pikir selama ini apa yang kau inginkan semuanya telah aku berikan. Jangan kau ragu akan cintaku ini, takkan pernah ku menduakan. Sudah-sudah jangan dengar kata mereka yang tak ingin kita satu. Anggap saja mereka ngobrol sama ember, tak usah pusingkan lagi. Sayang, coba kau pikir selama ini apa yang kau inginkan semuanya telah ku berikan. Jangan kau percaya semua itu bullshit. Ah, masa sih aku tega menduakan kamu. Sayang, coba kau pikir selama ini apa yang kau inginkan semuanya telah ku berikan. Jangan kau ragu akan cintaku. Kata mereka yang tak ingin kita satu. Anggap saja mereka ngobrol sama ember, tak usah pusingkan lagi.
Listener, you are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Republic. The song Omong Kosong was released by Republic in early 2018. The message of the song is that Indonesian people are not easy to believe and to spread out hoax and gossip, which are only nonsense. In creating the song, Republic collaborated with two personnel of ska band. There are some genres which are played by Republic, namely pop, pop rock, and Malay pop. Until now, Republic has released 7 albums and 1 religious album. Although the band has worked for 14 years in Indonesian music industry, Republic fans called Republican remain loyal and keep giving supports. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the following songs entitled Sandiwara Cinta and Aku Takut. I'm Putri Safitri Adela, enjoy the songs and thank you for listening.
Aku tahu ini semua tak adil. Aku tahu ini sudah terjadi. Mau bilang apa aku pun tak sanggup. mataku tak lagi mau menetes. Alasannya seringkali ku dengar, alasannya seringkali kau ucap. Kau dengannya seakan ku tak tahu sandiwara apa yang telah kau lakukan kepadaku. Jujurlah sayang, aku tak mengapa. Biar semua jelas tak berbeda. Jika nanti aku yang harus pergi, ku terima walau sakit hati. Mungkin ini jalan yang engkau mau, mungkin ini jalan yang kau inginkan. Kau dengannya seakan ku tak tahu sandiwara apa. Ceritanya apa? Aku tahu. Jujurlah sayang, aku tak mengapa. Biar semua jelas tak berbeda. Jika nanti sakit hati. Tak berbeda. Jika nanti aku yang harus pergi, ku terima walau sakit hati. Ku terima walau sakit hati. Katamu cintaku berlebihan, cemburuku tak beralasan, membuat dirimu tak nyaman. Maafkan aku sayang. Kau pergi
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.